Hello and welcome to our first immunity round of Happiest Competition on Earth, Good versus Evil.
Yeah, episode 8.
Yeah. Woo. Episode 8, okay.
With a twist built in that we didn't tell any of you about.
Oh yeah, which I accidentally blurted out that we had to edit.
Yes.
Yeah. But it got edited, so you didn't know about it, yeah. So no one was stressing out over it, because when people hear the word twist, they go, oh no, and they all freak out.
Right. All right, good versus evil. Good guys versus bad guys. Let's see who wins the battle tonight.
Or gals.
Should we say the twist now or save it till the end of the episode?
Save it till the end.
End of the episode.
Make them suffer.
Okay. Let them suffer.
They didn't have to suffer all week, but they have to suffer for, like, I don't know, half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, let's begin.
Don't say anything. Sorry, I accidentally unplugged myself, and I didn't want you to, like, be all reverby against yourselves. You can talk.
Okay. All I was going to say is, first up for the night is Nani.
Mama, I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while. Ain't got time for messing around, and it's not my style. This old town can slow you down, people taking the easy way. But I know exactly where I'm going, getting closer and closer.
Almost there from Princess and the Frog. Sweet. All right. The one thing I only have a really iffy thing was the backtrack. I wasn't a big fan of it. Cause it for me, sometimes it felt like the timing was just iffy. Was it working for me? I don't like the timing on this one for some reason. Backtrack, bad. I didn't like it. I have 0_0 last belt. Because that was like Coolio. that was a Coolio belt at the end, because it was a Liberty in itself, if I'm not mistaken. And speaking of liberties, I noticed that you went higher on some parts, but that's normal because some people can't go low, some people can't go high. So yeah, I really don't have anything bad to say about it. The intro acting, I don't know if it was good or bad, but it sounded sweet. I like that. So, Ambi?
Yeah, for me, I thought this was very good. On your backtrack, I liked the backtrack, except for the fact that the melody line was in it. But I liked the feel of it, because it wasn't, like, the same feel as, like, the movie backtrack. It was almost like a piano cover backtrack, I think, is what it kind of sounded like to me. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I did not like about it was the fact that the melody line was in it. And I just don't like when people have to sing along with the melody, because then when they want to take, make it their own, they make it their own, but then it deflects from the backtrack and it sounds like they're doing something wrong because the backtrack is like, nope, 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 that's not the melody. That's not it.
Wrong. That might have been what I was trying to like say here with the backtrack. There was something weird about it not working.
Yeah, I just don't like melody tracks. I mean, we've gotten a couple of them so far this season, and I just, blah. I love your voice. I liked the little liberties you did, but the ending was nice. That was very nice, powerful, strong, solid. Good job. Good job. Jeffers?
My first note was, wow, you sound a bit more mature than I remember you sounding like at the very beginning, and that's cool. Let's see. I thought you had a unique take on the song. My only like nitpick was like occasionally I thought she was breaking her vocals a little too much for my liking. On the almost there, she like slide up and then she like cut it. Kind of, I don't know how to explain it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Mother,
how,
okay,
don't
mother,
know.
Goodbye. I'll be there soon.
She has to go to dinner.
I'm being caught for dinner. But like what were they talking about?
I don't know.
Was it staccato? Do you think like that one word was staccato?
She did some stylistic breaks that I wasn't too fond of in the chorus. But that was all, and it was mainly towards the beginning. But I agree. The last note was like, wow, good job.
All right then. If no one else has anything else to add,
not on my end.
Nope. All right, in that case, Carly is up next, after Jeffers' dinner.
Okay.
You want to go outside? Oh, why Rapunzel? Look at you, as fragile as a flower. Still a little sapling, just a sprout. You know why we stay up in this tower. That's right, to keep you safe and sound, dear. I guess I always knew this day was coming. Knew that you did want to leave the nest. Soon, but not yet. Shh, trust me, pet. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Listen to your mother, it's a scary world out there. Mother knows best, one way or another, something will go wrong, I swear. Ruffians, thugs, poison ivy, quicksand, cannibals and snakes, the plague, yes. Also large bugs, men with pointy teeth, and stop no more, you'll just upset me. Mother's right here, mother will protect you. Darling, here's what I suggest. Skip the drama, stay with mama. Mother knows best. Go ahead, get trampled by a rhino. Go ahead, get mugged and left for dead. Me, I'm just your mother, what do I know? I only bathed and changed and nursed you. Go ahead and leave me, I deserve it. Let me die alone here, be my guest. When it's too late, you'll see, just wait. Mother knows best. Mother knows best. Take it from your mumsy, on your own, you won't survive. Sloppy, underdressed, immature, clumsy, please, they'll eat you up alive. Gullible, naive, positively grubby, ditzy and a bit, well, vague. Plus, I believe, getting kind of chubby. I'm just saying, 'cause I love you. Mother understands. Mother's here to help you. All I have is one request. Rapunzel, Don't ever ask to leave this tower again. I love you very much, dear. I love you most. Don't forget it, you'll regret it. Mother knows best.
And that was Carly with Mother Knows Best from Tangled. I love this song.
Me too.
There's rumors going around that Mother Gothel might make a face appearance at this year's Halloween party, and I'm really excited.
Oh my.
They're supposed to be coming out with... my friend is getting married in October. Well, she's supposed to be getting married in October. she's not sure. Like, they want to, but they're also not sure if they want to have, if they get married this year, it's going to be, a small wedding with just a couple people, store-bought dress, off-the-rack dress type of thing. They're still kind of playing around with the idea of having, a big wedding, in which case they would delay it, until next year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be in October, so I'm going to go down and for the wedding, quote unquote.
not sure about that. I want to go so bad.
Go to the Halloween party whilst I am there. I'm going the 18th to the 25th, I think, or something like that. I don't remember.
Very cool.
Yeah. As long as work officially approves it. They told me yes, but I had to get it officially approved still. But yeah, I digress. That happens a lot on this show. So, Carly, first of all, whoa, this was reverb Rochellular style. old school Rochelle reverb.
Old school Rochelle.
Where it was old school Rochelle, when she would just this is really reverby. I better add some more reverb. Then after that, maybe just a little bit more reverb. It was way too reverby. It sounded like you were singing inside of a giant tunnel. Rather than singing in a tower, you were singing in a tunnel. Oh my god, where did you find this karaoke track? Oh my god, I have been looking for this karaoke. It was very nice. It was a legit karaoke track. That was not a vocal room of karaoke track. It was legit and everything. Where did you find this?
I think it's karaoke version, but I don't think it's out yet.
Yeah, that's
really.
I really like that site for a lot of stuff. I've used them a couple of times.
Yeah, they've had Princess and the Frog already and stuff like that.
I know they had Tangled out really early too.
Oh yeah, they did.
Well, I've heard Princess and the Frog ones since Princess and the Frog came out, but I haven't heard legit Tangled ones except for the one legit.
When Will My Life Begin?
That's the only legit one I've heard thus far.
Yeah, that's from karaoke version.
I did a very quick search, and karaoke version has it.
Okay. I know what I'm buying.
For $1.99.
Paycheck.
Instrumental version, MP3.
My biggest thing here was I thought the timing was off a little bit from time to time. You would kind of either hold a note a little too long and then you were playing catch up to catch up with to the song, or you didn't hold something long enough and then you were stretching things out to kind of, let it catch up to you. And I felt like you needed to pile on the guilt more. For your character. I thought you did it okay at times, but the whole part where go ahead, get run over by a rhino. The whole point of the song is you were trying to guilt her into not going anywhere. So it's really dramatic and over the toppy. And I think that while it was good, it needed to go a little further still. And that's it. I'm done rambling. Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree. I think she could have pushed the performance a little bit more because it was good what she brought, but I thought it could have been a little bit more. And I thought you had a very great voice and tone for Mother Gothel. I was surprised because it sounded different from her reflections I remember last week. Let's see. I like your power higher notes with your vibrato. That was very nice. I thought the last part, the speaking part, that don't leave ever leave this tower again, could have been a little bit more firm and sinister. Well, not sinister, but firm. But yeah, overall it was nice. It was refreshing to listen to, and this is the first version of this song I've heard covered, so good job.
Okay. I pretty much have to agree with all y'all on what y'all's notes were. I did like this one. You had a really good laugh somewhere in the middle, but also from that laugh you had a shift that this it didn't feel like it was connected. Like it felt like it was a different take. That might just be the way I'm seeing it. That's about it, really. I'm pretty much agreeing with the two of them.
Oh, was it the laugh where, like, in the movie, she, like, takes her like, robe or cape and goes whoosh around herself and
I
goes
think so. Into the dark? I think so. I think that's the one.
Like, in the middle.
Oh, yeah. It's the laugh right before she starts, Rapunzel's lighting the candle.
Yeah.
Candles, yeah. And then she's like, oh, mother knows this. Take it from your mom. They take it from your mumsy, right in that section right there.
Yeah, and then she's, like, pinching off the candles. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, right I love that. I love that part where she's pinching candles.
I think that might have been. I'm not sure if that one's it or not, but I remember there was a really good laugh in there somewhere.
Good job, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So up next is Melly.
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me Will-O-Witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways. Repented, seen the light and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh. I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed, pathetic, poor, unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. You poor, unfortunate soul, go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman, and I haven't got all day. Cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul, it's sad, but true. If you want to cross the bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a go, then take a breath, and go ahead inside the screw. Floods of jetsam, now I've got a boy, the boss is on a roll. You poor unfortunate soul.
And that was Melly with Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Poor Unfortunate Tango.
Yeah, the Poor Unfortunate Souls. No, it's actually really? Poor Unfortunate Souls Tangle from On the Record.
Yeah.
Is that On the Record? Is that the musical with the Disney singers?
No? Yeah, it's yeah. like
the one
yeah,
where
it's
they
a
make
musical that basically covers like it's every single Disney song
right, and then
ever known.
It's like that group of singers who like start out and like try and make it big as Disney singers or something like that.
I know there is some kind of storyline to it, but I don't know what it is.
It's a bunch of love stories lines that I can think. I mean, I just got the CD myself, but I don't know the story to it.
I've been meaning to get this yeah. CD.
I like, never have. I stumbled across it once when I was looking for PI stuff. Anyway, Melly, let's see, what was I going to go there? I thought this was fun because you had a unique take on the song and it was very different from Ursula's version of the song in the movie or any other version I've heard. But I haven't heard this version of the song, so maybe it's like that. I don't know. Let's see, I think mixing-wise, your vocals were a little soft at times. I thought the now sing effect on your vocals at the end was really cool. Like that echo. Mission accomplished.
I could barely hear it on my end.
And that's part of like the needs to be louder thing. I thought your laugh was awkward, though. And I'm not really sure why.
The opening one?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
Not notes. Really sure why, but maybe one of the other two will cover that. And at times in the verses, I thought it was a little choppy sounding, like when she would be go when she would say, "I'm a very busy woman and I have to."
It was super staccato.
Yeah, I didn't quite like that, but overall, I thought this was pretty good, apart from some minor quirks here and there for me. Zell.
Okay, my first note is bigger laugh at intro, because like it wasn't weak, it was awkwardish, it was just not powerful, like. And even in the recording of it for this, it was really big. So maybe not that big, but a little bigger than what you had here. You had some nice acting moments. A lot of parts you need, for singing-wise, you need a lot more power. Some parts are too staccato. Sometimes I don't know if this is what Jeffers meant by softness, but it sounded like you were either holding back, too whispery, or something.
I have
like
the
that.
Whispery thing. Okay, I have whispery on mine.
Yeah, because it was like, is she hiding from something? And creepy ending with the now sing. Ambie?
Sorry. Yeah, pretty much just repeating a lot of what they said. The laughing in the beginning, WTF, I thought it was kind of awkward-y sounding. I don't know. I also thought that at times, especially in the beginning, like it wasn't so much in like the second half of it, but in the first half, I almost felt like you should have upped the key of this by a step or two, because it seemed like some of the notes were just like at that border point, like at the bottom of your range, where I think you could have played with them more if it was a little higher and in a more comfortable spot in your range. But it just kind of felt like you were focusing too much on like getting the note sung correctly, because it was like at one of those like awkward points. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of how hushed it was, because it was fine. And then when you went down into it happened every time you went into those really staccato parts. Like, there's a difference between, like, quiet singing and whispery singing. And this was more whispery singing than, like, just lowering the sound of your voice. It was kind of like you were, not that drastic, but you know what I mean. Like, if you want to cross the bridge, like, yeah.
It just, try to hide from that, somebody.
It just doesn't work for me. And there was one part that you sounded a little out of breath. And then this one I have to defer to Zell, who I believe has heard this recording. Were the notes on the chant at the end correct?
You know, I don't exactly remember the chant of the song. I remember more the beginning of it.
Because, like,
might have been a bit iffy. Might have been, but again, I don't really remember that part of the song from the recording.
Because I'm not sure if it was meant to be like the original notes, then it was off. But I knew this was like the covery version from On the Record, so I wasn't sure if it was changed up for On the Record. So I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt with that part. But that's all I have.
Okay. Let's see. So up next is, can't read that, Moniker Silent.
Yes.
No monkey ear.
She listened and she knows what the song is, so she's really excited.
Oh, I heard the very beginning. I was like, what the heck?
like two seconds and I knew what it was. Not even 2-1.
You've made Zell a very happy camper tonight. Let me just tell you right now.
Perfect.
Moniker knows me
and that's
very well.
Great, because you go first on Moniker, Zell.
Exactly.
Get ready for gushing.
Goodbye so soon. And isn't this a crime? We know by now that I know how to fly. So here's goodbye so soon. You'll find your separate way. With time so short, I'll say so long and go so soon. Goodbye. You followed me, I followed you. We were like each other's shadows for a while. Now as you see, this game is through. So although it hurts, I'll try to smile as I say goodbye so soon. And isn't this a crime? We know by now that I know how to fly. So here's goodbye so soon, you'll find your separate way. With time so short, I'll say so long and go so soon. Goodbye. La 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 la. Bum 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 bum. Goodbye. You followed me, I followed you. We were like each other's shadows for a while. Now as you see, this game is through. So although it hurts, I'll try to smile as I say ha ha. Ho ho. We know by now that I knows how to fly. So here's goodbye. So soon you'll find your separate way. With time so short, I'll say so long and go so soon. Goodbye.
All right, with that was okay. Don't.
Take two.
All right. All right, and that was Monica Silent with Goodbye So Soon from Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah. Oh, but she's so what happy. It is. Yeah.
I have not
it's
mentioned
it. It's the song that Rattigan sings to Basil when he's got him captured, isn't it?
Well, no, he has it on a record. And then he plays it. And then he leaves.
Oh, that's right. He's playing the record, and when the record ends, Basil's gonna die.
Yes. And then there's, like, a longer version of the end credits.
This is, like, one of the movies I need to see again. Because, like, I had a VHS of it, but, like, it got all mildewy because we're in Hawaii and it's humid. But, like, that's the one Disney movie I really don't know very well.
It's before Oliver and Company, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's an 80s one.
Okay. It's the mid-80s lull in successful animation.
Lull. All right, my first note is sometimes it sounded like you're trying to go too bassy or pushing it to sound like Basinger or trying to imitate Vincent Price, who's Rattigan. God rest his soul, he's awesome. I loved a lot of the acting bits you had. There are some parts that could have sounded like he was prancing a bit more, because he's like a little prissy rat mouse person at times. So I would like a little more ta 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 la 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 la. And also he added a whole section of liberties, or he added that whole la la la's and humming and all that. That's not the original. And for me, sometimes the crying could have been bigger or shifted a bit, because sometimes it was the crying itself was a bit leanier sometimes. That's about it. Ambi?
For me, I thought it was a great song choice. I don't know how you found this backtrack. There were two things that I was not the biggest fan of. Like, I liked your energy, and I thought that, you know, it was good. But I think that, first of all, I didn't like that you were putting kind of, like, an odd lisp onto Rattigan's voice. Did anybody else pick that up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was,
well,
like,
that's probably...
I don't... Oh, go ahead.
Like, he was trying to push something into the voice, or he was trying to imitate the voice, but it wasn't the exact quality.
No, it sounded a little awkward for me. Like, I would have rather him just, like, do it in his normal voice with a little extra oomph to the character. Because I thought that he needed to be a little bit more gloaty through it. Like, you know, like, ha 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 ha, I finally caught you and you're going to die. Ha ha, I win. Kind of thing. And I didn't get that as much. It kind of started, like, I liked it at first, but then it kind of became sort of the same thing every time that it happened, and I would have liked a little bit more differentiation and to play a little bit more with it, like, every time, because, I mean, you say so long, so goodbye, so soon, so many times, that you could have, like, as it got longer and longer, could have been, like, by the end, you could have been, like, goodbye, so soon, like,
that
totally, like,
very Mother Gothel.
Like more of a build like, throughout the song?
Yeah, like more of a build and getting like more and more exaggerated as you went along. And I think that would have like made it like a really, I think that would have been funny to do that. I don't know.
I think that would have.
Because that's kind of, because the fact that in the movie, we don't hear a long bit of this song. So he could have done, he could have really like gone with this and like played with it and really like done his own thing. And I think it would have worked. But I think that he stayed a little too true to that little itty bitty bit that we hear from the musical, not from the musical, from the, in the movie itself. And I think he missed an opportunity to really let himself go. Jeffers? What? What are you laughing at?
I'm just really glad I went last because my notes make like no sense at all. My first note is WTF in caps with a question mark. My next note is, the heck is this?
And then my note, both of those refer to song choice.
And then my next note is, the hell, Moniker? Why do you always screw with me and make me get so confused and like, I don't know.
It's the opposite with me. He's trying to play with my cards because he knows what movies I like. And he's playing. He's like buttering me up, I guess.
I swear, like every time I hear Moniker sing something ridiculous, I'm just like, what the heck is going on? I will refer to them on the song, Moniker. The end. I thought your performance was good, though. And I thought vocally it was all right, I think.
Poor Jeff.
He's got a case of the giggles over here, I think.
I think, what was in your food, Jeffers?
It was like some kind of seasoned chicken with...
What kind of seasoning?
I don't even know. It was good, though. I think it was teriyaki chicken.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Teriyaki chicken. Really now. That's what they're calling nowadays.
Of course. Huh? Of course. Alright, so moving on to Sharp Cookies.
Poor Jeffers. And it's not even late for him.